Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Crevar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And Merry Christmas Eve. At the time of recording this, at least. I'm sure this will come out a little bit after. But it is Christmas Eve, and my boys are out getting some final items for the big event, the big day. And I'm doing some wrapping, and I was bouncing some things around with a few of my clients in the app, and I had some thoughts come forward that I'm like, oh man, this would be a great episode. This would be something awesome to share with my people, and I had the space for it. So grab my mic and let's go. And what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to share is around the concept of urge control. And the way this came up, and actually it's come up in a few ways for me in the last few days, which means it's perfect that it needs to come out into the world. But the way that I was just thinking about it now and just talking about it now was with a few coaches. I, from time to time, will support I will support teams. So I will support the owner or the head of the company, and then I will also support their team in whatever capacity they would like. So I am currently doing that right now with a very, very special team. And they are a team of gals who support people in their fitness and nutrition and mindset and all those beautiful things that come with, come along that journey when you are trying to make physical changes to your body, but also like internal changes. And in my opinion, lifestyle, like lifelong changes, things that will impact every area of your life. And so what we were talking about was a challenge that comes up a lot for people when specifically they're trying to make changes to maybe their diet or some behaviors. But it doesn't just stop there. And I'm going to try and like draw this, like pull this thread through a couple of different areas of life. But to start, we were looking at it and talking about it around what it's like when you're trying to make a change, let's say, in a behavior of snacking, right? Or a behavior of like, I'm used to just grabbing the chips when I get home from work, or I'm used to a glass of wine every night, or I'm used to just kind of, you know, eating whatever I want when I want it. And now I'm having to challenge that or do things differently, and I'm having a hard time, right? How like normal and how common is this with, like I said, so many different areas of life? And the way that I was explaining it is, again, this is so normal because now more than ever, we are in a world where we can constantly fulfill a need instantly. We have this constant ability to like get this instant gratification. We get it all day long on our phones, whether it's like on social media or we're on like a shopping site and we buy something immediately and, you know, almost immediately we have it at our house, whether it's groceries, whether it's clothes, whether it's something new for our home, we can get that immediately. We can get music immediately, right? Even specific songs, depending on what platform you have and what upgrades you have, you can listen to a song that you want immediately. And that hasn't always been the case, right? Think about kids, us kids, back in the day who had to sit there and like listen to the radio all day long to hear a song that they loved. And then we'd have to like record it on a cassette tape. And that was the only way that you would have access to listening to this song unless you were sitting in front of your radio and it just happened to come on, right? Delayed gratification there. Now it's instant. We get things when we want them. And sometimes that's amazing. What a luxury that we have. But other times it makes things very challenging for us, especially when we're trying to work on impulse control and urge control. Because when we don't have the practice of what it feels like to want something and not give it to ourselves, it almost feels impossible. And that's what we were talking about today in our chat, in that it's very, very normal for a client to say something like, I can't control my snacking. And what I like to think about is we can control anything because we can control all of our other behaviors, right? Think about it this way. Like if you were to walk into a store and see like 50 things that you wanted, well, you still have that want, you still have that desire, you still have that feeling inside of you, that urge that's making you like want to go and buy all of these things. But the difference is you don't do it. You don't do it because you also have this like want or reality that I don't want to max out my credit card, or I don't want to not be able to buy groceries, right? And so you don't do it. And there's some discomfort there, right? You might be walking around the things, picking them up, looking at them, thinking about where they might go in your house or where you might wear this item to. And you're like, oh man, I really, really, really want this. Oh, I want it. But you don't give it to yourself. And you have to sit with that feeling of, and what it feels like to have an urge and not fulfill it, right? And what I like to think about is in those moments, the reason we don't feel it is because we're very aware of the other want or sometimes like maybe the consequence. And so if we're thinking about this in terms of weight loss or, you know, making changes to our diet or some of our behaviors, we would be thinking like, gosh, I really want these chips. You know, we have that desire and we feel it inside of us. I have this urge. And we're very used to just like, okay, I want the thing. I feel the urge. I'm going to do it. I'm going to give myself the chips. And the more that we do it, the stronger that pattern gets, because our brains are wired perfectly. They're wired perfectly that when they find a pattern and we do it enough, like it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And then it happens like almost unconsciously, which is beautiful for things like driving or walking or things that we want to be able to do without having to think about it. But it creates problems when that pattern or that behavior is unconscious, when it's things like picking up the chips, grabbing a glass of wine. So what we have to do in these situations is really slow things down, right? Understanding that you're not just finding yourself on the couch with chips just because you can't control yourself. You're finding yourself on the couch with chips or with a glass of wine or grabbing that ice cream, whatever it might be, because there was a thought of, I really want this thing. There was an urge for it, and then you just fulfilled it. And the more we do that, the stronger the pattern gets. So the hard work, and what I'm going to be inviting you to do and to try, whether it's like an urge or a behavior that is connected to like your physical health, we could even turn this on its side and say, you know, maybe this is something that you're trying to do with a behavior in like a relationship. You know, I was talking with a parent the other day who was saying, I just have such a hard time not yelling at my children. I love them, but they annoy me. And then I yell at them and I don't want to do that. And so we used the same concept there, because I said, okay, so your children annoy you. Fine. Kids can be annoying. I'm not going to argue against that. But like, guess who else is annoying? Everyone else in this world at some point. But you're not yelling at those people. Why not? Right? The thought is still the same. Your kids are annoying. Those people are annoying. But you're not yelling at those people. And the reason is because you're controlling that urge. You still might have it like, oh my gosh, I would love to yell at this person. They are so annoying. But you don't fulfill that urge because you know how to control it in certain situations. So if you know how to control it with the strangers that you're not yelling at, absolutely, you can control it with your kids. You just have to work on slowing that whole scenario down and disrupting that pattern. Because right now, there's not a lot of urge control. It's just like I have the urge to yell at my kids, and I do it because I can. So again, trying to, like I said in the beginning, pull this thread through different areas of life, whether we're talking about food, whether we're talking about a behavior with our kids, maybe it's our partner, you know, maybe you're like, I don't, you know, I really want to disrupt this habit I have of gossiping, or I really want to disrupt this habit I have of complaining, right? That is the act in itself. We can always think of like the action. And the thing that always comes before the action is the feeling, which in this case, what we're describing is of an urge to do something. And what comes before that is the want or the desire to do it. So if we can just be aware that, hey, I have this want and it's creating this urge inside of me, and we just know that that's happening, we slow things down enough to see that, and then just go, okay, this is what's happening, but I'm not going to fulfill it, right? I'm not going to distract myself. I'm not going to try and like pretend this isn't here. I'm not going to pretend I don't want the chips, or that I don't want to yell at my kids, or that I shouldn't want them, or that I shouldn't yell. Like, I'm not even going to try and do that and play that game with myself. I'm just going to simply acknowledge, I want to do this thing. I feel it in me. I've got this urge, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because there's this other part of me that also is very true that doesn't want to do it. I don't want to yell at my kids. I don't want to spend this money. I don't want to eat these chips. That's there too. So when we give equal airtime to that as well, oh man, it makes it so much easier not only not to give into the urge, but in the future continue to disrupt that pattern, because now we've got this other side that floats up, maybe not as strong as the original desire urge, but it's still like, oh yeah, that's there too. And the other piece of this I want to say before I close this out is we have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable piece of this, which is the discomfort you will feel. That this is like, there's no way around it. You will feel uncomfortable when you have an urge and you're not fulfilling it, right? Especially the first 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, maybe even 20 times. Like if you're used to coming home and grabbing a glass of wine because that's just what you do, but you've decided you don't want to do that anymore, maybe not every night or maybe not at all, the first couple times that you have that desire and then you have that urge and you don't fulfill it, you are going to feel a lot of negative emotion. You might feel anxious. You might feel frustrated. You might feel mad. Like you're going to feel that. And most of the time, what people do when they feel those kind of negative emotions is try and avoid them, push them away, you know, get them to go away in some way, which usually looks like, all right, fine, I'm going to have the glass of wine. Okay, great. Now this feeling is gone. So we have to be aware and almost like expect that negative experience to happen. Like, I'm not going to feel good about this, and plan for it. What am I going to do? Okay, well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to breathe through it. Or I'm going to sit here and maybe I've got a journal through this and really say like, I feel angry. I want this drink. I want to yell at my kids, right? I might have to do that the first couple times to give myself that space to work through this emotion. This is the deep work, my friends. This is the tough work, but it's also the most amazing, most fulfilling work, because this is where we get all of the healthy control over our lives. We are in charge of what we do, what we feel, what we create. We're in charge of all of that, but it is in these like little micro moments where we slow things down to see what's happening within us. That's where we get to take that healthy control. So that's what I wanted to share with you all today, my friends. I trust that there's something in here for you. We all have, you know, urges that we're trying to work on. We all have different behaviors that we're maybe trying to disrupt or change in some area of life. So I would encourage you to give this a try and enjoy this process. As I say each and every time, my friends, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, Make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.